So here, a little more closer to home. Well, that is closer to home. It's all of Pennsylvania. Landowners ask why Schuylkill County gave reassessment estimates, but Lackawanna hasn't. That's right. Schuylkill County, who is using a different company to do their reassessment process, but they're in about the same stage Lackawanna County is. And they did all the same things that Lackawanna County did. They did all the same notifications and processes, but when all was said and done, and they sent out what your new reassessment was and your new value was, they sent an estimate of what your new tax rate would be, what your new tax bill would be. An estimate, because they are still doing appeals in Schuylkill County, just like they're saying they're going to still do appeals in Lackawanna County, and that's going to adjust that estimate. And we all understand that. That's why it's called an estimate. Well, Lackawanna County, based on the comments from County Commissioner Bill Gaughan, is basically using their contractor as a shield to say, well, we don't want to give people an estimate because it's going to change. Well, why? This company that Schuylkill County is using for their reassessment said, we have all the information. Everything's pretty much on the table now. Yes, it will change a little bit due to reassessments. It could change a lot due to appeals. But since we have the information, let's inform the public the best we can to get through this process. Now, what do I suspect Lackawanna County is not doing it? Well, I think if they send us an estimate of what our taxes are going to be next year, they will get way more appeals than they are prepared to handle. I think they are already going to get way more appeals than they're prepared for. They said something about 7,000 out of 102,000. I think it's going to be triple, maybe five times that already. But the bottom line is Lackawanna County does not want to give you an estimate of what your taxes are going to be simply because they don't want to. They don't want you to have that information. They could give you that information. They have the information necessary to give it to us. They don't want to. And they're using their contractor as shielding, saying, well, you know, let me ask the contractor. Because that's what Bill Gaughan said. Our county commissioner said, well, let me ask the contractor why they won't send estimates out. Like it's their call. I'm sorry, but the taxpayers in the county footing the bill will tell them what to put out. And they just haven't. So at least be honest with your constituents, Commissioner Bill Gaughan, because if you told Tyler Technologies to send out an estimate on what we have currently now with a notation, with a clause in bold red print that says this is only an estimate and will change, they could do that. You just don't want to do it. For a couple of reasons. You don't want the blowback that it's going to cause because people will actually see around about where their tax is going, which direction. And I don't know why you're afraid of that because all along you've said one third are going to go up, one third are going to stay the same, one third is going to go down. And that is going to be the same or should be the same if that's the true basis for what's going to happen with an reassessment. That's going to be the same before appeals are in. And after the appeals are in, it's going to fluctuate a little bit. Numbers are going to go up and down, but it should stay the same. So why not send an estimate out of what your 2026 taxes are going to be? Well, it's plain and simple. You don't want to. So at least be honest. Look people in the eye. Look the voters in the eye that you already screwed with a 33% tax increase and say, no, we don't want you to have that. Why? Oh, because it's going to cause more reassessments. It's going to clog down the system. It's going to cost the county, and it will cost the county more for more assessments. They're paying these county reassessment appeals boards a good penny, and they're hiring temporary workers to do even more of them. But at least be honest, because we see a sister county, Schuylkill County, which is doing the same exact thing in the same stage of their process, but using a different company, and they were able to do it. So don't tell us you can't do it. Don't say it. You don't have the information to do it. You sure as hell do. You don't want to because you don't want people to see the true value of it. And again, it shouldn't change. If you're telling people for years now, one-third's going to go up, one-third's going to stay the same, one-third's going to go down. That's how the reassessment process is going to work. We're just bringing it up to today's times. Okay, well, then that should be the same now with just estimates and after when everything's said and done. So why not Give us the medicine now and let us see what's happening. And it's plain and simple. You don't want to. You don't want to. And there was a really good article out that I shared on my social media from WVIA that dove into this a lot more and got the same statements from Commissioner Bill Gaughan. They got statements from Commissioner Chris Chermak. And Bill Gaughan was like, well, let me ask the question why we can't send that out, trying to put the blame on Tyler Technologies, who is our contractor. We are paying them to do a job. And if the directions from the county commissioners was send out estimates right now or send out estimates with that letter that we got a couple of weeks ago, they would have done it. They do not dictate, our contractor does not dictate that we don't send information that they know they have out. County leadership dictates that. And the only reason that that information is not in our hands right now is plain and simple. They don't want us to have it. So go to meetings. If you see them in the street, demand those estimates. Politely, respectfully, demand those estimates. Because Schuylkill County is doing it. Other counties have provided comparison values of homes around you that you were compared to. We're not doing that either. You have to do that homework on your own. So why are other counties working so much more efficiently during their reassessment process, giving you comparing properties that you can have the information to do your homework to do a proper appeal? They keep wanting to deflect the facts here, saying, well, you know, reassessments and challenging reassessments isn't about the tax amount. It's about the fair value for your property. Yeah, okay. Then why are you so focused on hiding what our tax estimates are then? We understand the process, homeowners more than anything. But give us all the information that you have at this time. And believe me, they have it and they're seeing it. And for some reason, they don't want us to have it at this point. You have to ask yourself why. Again, because all along, their justification is we need to modernize this. It's been 50 plus years since a reassessment. One third's going to go up. One third's going to stay the same. One third's going to go down. And it's all going to even out. Well, that's the case now. That should be the case after any appeals done as well. Because the whole system will fluctuate, right? Even if some big property owners, like they say in the interview, win appeals and their property tax rate goes down, well, everything else shifts too, but that shouldn't shift everyone that much. That still should be the one-third, 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 right? So they see this information. They know it. They don't want us to have it. Other counties are giving it to their residents. Why? Other counties are going above and beyond and giving their residents comparison values so they can do it a proper appeal. They don't even want to give us that. So they're leaving you on your own to do your appeal and not giving you all the information that you could be given. And they're not giving us the estimates, again, which is just an estimate based on the information they have now. And everyone in Lackawanna County has to ask themselves why. I'll answer it for you, because they don't want to give it to you. You have to ask why, again. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show.